Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm Mem Gimel 43. This psalm of just five verses is clearly the last stanza of Psalm 42 and should really be read together with it. Following the theme of the previous psalm, verse 1 calls out to God to be judged, to have his battles fought for him, to be saved from the deceitful and violent enemy. Shafteni Elohim v'riva rivi mi'goy lo chasid mi'ish mirma. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Save me from the deceitful and unjust man. Rashi here translates Shafteni not as judge me, but as take vengeance for me. Amos Chacham suggests vindicate me. Clearly, when it is connected so closely with the next phrase of Riva Rivi, fight my battles, we should assume that when he said judge me, he already knew the outcome and expected God to judge in his favor, and then naturally defend him against the enemy. Verse 2 repeats the verse 10 of the previous psalm, almost word for word. If you note, the previous psalm said, Omra la'el sali, lama shchachtani, lama koder elech v'lachatz oyev. And verse 2 here says, Ki ata Elohai ma'uzi, lama zanachtani, lama koder et alech v'lachatz oyev. I will say to my God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? In both cases, the psalm begins calling out to God and then turns darker because he wonders and cries out, why have you forgotten me? Why am I mourning under the oppression of my enemy? Though there are psalms which repeat verses from previous ones, this connection seems to solidify the notion that this is one psalm artificially split up and should be read together. Continuing the theme of the individual hoping to arrive at the steps of the Holy Temple, verses 3 and 4 declare, Shlach orcha v'amitcha hema yanchuni yiviyuni el har kodshecha v'el mishkanotecha. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain and to your dwelling places. V'avoa el mizbach Elohim, el el simchat gili v'odcha bechinor Elohim Elohai. Then I will go to the altar of God. To God, my great joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Ot matishtachachim nafshi matemi alai hochili Elohim ki ododenu yeshuot panai velohai. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him. He was the health of my countenance and my God. The psalm concludes, as we mentioned, with the same refrain we found in Psalm 42. Indeed, the exact same words. Coaching his soul not to be despondent, not to groan in self-pity, rather turn to God, hope that God will bring salvation away his face and the notion away from his face, and the notion that once again you will praise him in the temple in redemption. Chacham reads these two psalms as referring to an individual who had previously been mesmerized by the sublime experience of Aliyah LeRegel, the pilgrimage to Jerusalem, to the Temple Mount during the three festivals. He sits now, either still in Israel or in exile, but either way, greatly missing the miraculous feeling, and writes a song to commemorate those feelings. Each time in the double psalm, the section ends with the person trying to comfort his soul and not falter due to his sadness of what he no longer can have. Chacham notes that we should be careful not to assume, as we do today, that the individual and the soul of the individual are two separate entities. Rather, when he referred to his soul, he really meant himself. Thus, the psalmist was trying to coach himself to not get pulled into the seductive darkness of negativity because of his situation in which he finds himself. Instead, he should ask God for the light and the truth and let that guide him to be optimistic in returning to the temple, to the holy altar, to rejoicing and playing an instrument to sing songs of praise to God once again.